Wall Street has always run on two emotions, fear and greed. But something fundamental has shifted. For the first time in American history, we might be witnessing a fear-based investment bubble. People aren't buying stocks because they're greedy for returns, but because they're terrified of becoming obsolete. Kurt Vonnegut's 1952 novel, Player Piano, predicted this exact moment. A world where engineers and managers thrive while everyone else scrambles for scraps, manipulated by demagogues selling nostalgia to the displaced. The tech giants aren't just another market sector, they're lifeboats in a rising tide that threatens to drown traditional employment. When you're drowning, you'll pay anything for a life raft. What multiple should you pay for survival? The answer is simple and brutal. Just own the damn robots. A New Jersey grocery store owner, watching Amazon enter his industry, stopped investing in his own business and started buying Amazon shares instead. This wasn't retirement planning, it was disruption insurance. As the company rose over 1,000% in 10 years, he didn't need his stores anymore. Your profit margin is someone else's opportunity, and the disruptors are coming for everything. The pandemic stimulus worked too well, terrifying those in power. The government injected $4.3 trillion, while the Federal Reserve slashed rates to zero and bought $120 billion in assets monthly. The S&P 500 doubled in 354 days, the fastest since World War II. Household net worth surged to $150.3 trillion, up 14.4% in 1 year. Americans suddenly had money, options, and freedom. They quit terrible jobs, started businesses, and demanded flexible work. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Widespread prosperity proved incompatible with the American economic system. The system requires winners and losers to function. When everyone has options, when the working poor can negotiate, when people can walk away from exploitation, the machinery breaks down. The response was swift. Corporations demanded office returns. The IRS hired 87,000 new employees. The Federal Reserve implemented the fastest rate hikes in four decades. Over $10 trillion in wealth was deliberately wiped out to restore the 2019 hierarchy. The rich with unlimited options, the middle class maintaining status quo, and the poor with obligations but no choices. We finally gave everyone enough money to care for themselves and their families, and the result was labeled economic Armageddon. That revelation speaks volumes. We live in a paradox. 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 daily until 2030, needing stocks to fund 30-year retirements, while quality companies grow scarce. There's only one Disney, one Apple. Corporate buybacks reduce shares as demand explodes. When Steve Ballmer bought the LA Clippers for $1.8 billion, critics missed the point. Professional sports teams are the ultimate scarce resource. With only 124 major league franchises, but over 735 American billionaires by 2022, supply can't meet demand. Yet simultaneously, we face unprecedented abundance. Unlimited music for $9 monthly, unlimited movies for $13, unlimited news and social media, all free. The business model became absurd. Take a product people paid for, make it worse, give it away. When you can have anything anytime, is anything worth anything? This explains why Airbnb outvalues hotel chains and Uber surpasses automakers. Traditional metrics fail to capture what truly matters now. How can markets soar while society fractures? We're witnessing a transfer of faith. Like in Neil Gaiman's American Gods, old beliefs yield to new ones. Throughout history, immigrants' old world deities faded as new American gods emerged. Radio, television, automobiles, the internet. Now this extends to institutions. The FBI, Senate, mainstream media, Federal Reserve. These older gods are losing public trust. Our faith shifts to a new pantheon, technology companies. Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, Netflix, these aren't mere companies anymore. They're trusted institutions shaping our future. Since 2017, this faith has been rewarded spectacularly. Microsoft's stock rose 468%, reaching $2.6 trillion. NVIDIA gained 1,700%, becoming humanity's AI linchpin. Tesla surged 1,260%, while Musk became the world's wealthiest. Apple hit $3 trillion, the most valuable company ever. These American gods have outlasted presidencies, commanding our respect and dollars, regardless of Washington's chaos. Jesse Livermore identified greed, fear, ignorance, and hope as market drivers 100 years ago. They still operate today. But fear has evolved. It's no longer just about losing money. It's about becoming irrelevant while peers surge ahead. Call it FOMO, the terror of missing NASDAQ's 1,500% run since 2009, private equity windfalls, and overnight crypto fortunes. Traditional greed has morphed into envy. Even winners aren't satisfied with profits. They need others to feel the sting of missing out. Tweeting gains has become the fastest way to earn 1,000 enemies. Envy drives reckless risks, especially when people you barely respect profit from things they barely understand. The more we see others' investments, the more their returns become our benchmark. Today's markets resemble multiplayer games where Reddit boards celebrate making those people lose over our side winning. Nathan Rothschild accumulated fortunes in the 1800s while 99.99% remained oblivious. Now we get alerts about rappers' IPO profits. This was written during history's greatest speculative manias. Within months, everything collapsed. SPACs, crypto, NFTs, growth stocks. We'll remember these lessons briefly until undeserving neighbors get rich again. Simplicity beats complexity in investing. Sun Edison's bankruptcy proved this. Despite heading toward one of history's largest collapses, elite hedge funds like Third Point, Citadel, and Soros Fund Management were fooled by labyrinthine financial engineering and $8 billion in debt. Smart investors gravitate toward complexity because it appears to mask opportunities, but competitive instinct creates herding. Meanwhile, simple approaches quietly succeed. The S&P 500 Low Volatility Index makes record highs with companies making cookies for a nickel and selling them for a dime. Many intermediaries sell complexity to justify higher fees. Improving as an investor means eliminating unreliable variables, not adding bells and whistles. After 2022's market pain, 60/40 is dead articles emerged, followed by solutions, liquid alternatives, buffer ETFs, complex hedging strategies, yet the simple 60/40 portfolio has never had a negative 10-year period. The worst 10-year return was still 19.5%. The real risk is running out of money in old age, not short-term volatility. Count the permabears on the Forbes 400 or pessimists running Fortune 500 companies, you'll find none. J.P. Morgan observed that the man who is a bear on the future of the United States will always go broke. Winners accomplish monumental things, while pessimists watch from sidelines. 10 years after writing my original piece on optimism, I reflect on how risky it seemed. In 2013, just 5 years post-financial crisis, media constantly warned of high valuations and debt. Yet 2013 became the best year for stocks since the late 1990s. The S&P 500 up nearly 30%, NASDAQ soaring 38.2%. A decade later, despite unimaginable events, the S&P 500 has returned over 230%. Today, we face inflation, elections, geopolitical tensions, ballooning debt. It's easy to list problems, but harder to imagine what might go right. The badlands thud while good creeps up quietly. Yet optimists are eventually proven right, not every day, but always and eventually. Own the future, because betting against it has never worked.